Lockdown delays led to surge in oral cancer cases. By Victoria Friedman on March 2, 2021. There has been a wave of oral cancers being caught at later stages because dentists did not pick up early signs due to Chinese coronavirus lockdown closures. The UK suspended dental services during the first shutdown in March 2020, with access to regular appointments not resumed until June 8. Matthew Garrett from the Royal College of Surgeons has said that because many patients were forced to use phone or video conference consultations in all but serious dental cases and emergencies, dental practitioners were not able to pick up on the subtle changes to soft tissue in the mouth or other neck or head conditions which could have meant catching some cancers early. Anecdotally, patients are now presenting later with more advanced oral cancer, which means the tumors are larger and surgery is more complicated, Mr. Garrett said, according to a Times report on Monday. The newspaper of record states that while dental practices have resumed services, albeit with restrictions as a result of government regulations to ensure hygiene and social distancing standards, patients remain reticent to go to the dentist or other medical settings. A November report on the rise of stillbirths pointed to a similar reluctance from expectant mothers in the later stages of their pregnancies to seek help if they experienced problems, either through fear of going to hospital and catching coronavirus or thinking that they would present a burden to the NHS. A report from Cardiff University and Cancer Research UK released last week revealed that during the first lockdown, almost half of those who had a suspected symptom of cancer did not go to the GP for help, again, because they did not want to overstretch the National Health Service, with researchers finding, according to The Guardian, that Britons were put off by the government's stay-home, protect the NHS, save lives message. People put their health concerns on hold to protect the NHS. One of the study's researchers said, with the paper finding that 44.8% of Britons who had at least one suspected cancer symptom between March and August did not seek medical help, including those who had red flag symptoms such as coughing up blood, 30.7%, noticing a change in the appearance of a mole, 58.6%, or discovering a swelling or lump, 41%. With some 10 million backlogged dentist appointments, the British Dental Association believes that it could take months, or even years, to catch up. Healthwatch England, a health and social care services watchdog, released a report revealing that people have been asked to wait for up to 2 years to see an NHS dentist. The Times also reported on Monday that the chairman of the Royal College of Psychiatrists, Dr. Agnes Aitken, warned that delays to accessing support to mental health services were putting eating disorder patients' lives at risk. Waiting times for a bed at a facility in Dr. Aitken's area had increased from 3 to 4 weeks to 2 months, while non-urgent patients have been told they may have to wait 2 years. Last month, UK mental health professionals warned that lockdown was damaging children, with hospitals seeing an increase in children arriving at accident and emergency and mental health crises, with those self-harming getting younger.